With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We're running out of summertime to see theater, but the theater that is out there is Cherse.
Summer is the time to go to the Williamstown Festival.
That is prestigious.
That is, going for 50-some years out in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Far From Heaven is the play that you saw?
A musical version of the Julianne Moore film. Do you remember the film? It was done in the style of Douglas Sirk, who did those over-the-top melodramas in the 1950s, written on the wind. And The Magnificent Obsession.
Much larger than life films.
With vivid colors. But Douglas Sirk had escaped the Nazis, and a German director ended up in Hollywood, where they tossed him these dopey Hollywood melodramas, and he turned them into something brilliant with an incredible camera work and by the view of an outsider onto American culture. And so this story, Far From Heaven, is the story of the perfect American housewife in Hartford, Connecticut in 1957, and she doesn't know it, but her husband is gay. And the composer-lyricist for the musical Grey Gardens have done this musical with Kelly O'Hara playing the character that Julianne Moore played in the film.
Sounds interesting.
It is. It's both luscious and disturbing, and the score is marvelous. They have some of the book to smooth out, but it's Richard Greenberg, but very promising and already slated for New York in 2013.
Talking about the films and the theatrical experience, He Who Gets Slapped is a play that you had a chance to see, and I was looking up some of the history of it. It was a movie in 1924, a silent movie that was put together by a very well-known director, Victor Seastrom, and it had that same sort of feeling about it, kind of expressive.
I've seen clips from the film. I've never seen the film. It had a high-powered Hollywood cast as well.
Lon Chaney. Norma Shearer, and
right.
John Gilbert.
Right, yes, huge stars. This was a much better-known play in the first half of the 20th century. Though I did see a Shaw Festival production. It's set in a circus, and this professor, all of his intellectual property has been stolen by a man who's not only his intellectual rival, but has stolen his wife. And he basically gives up his identity, becomes known as He. And his act in the circus is that he gets slapped, because that's what happened when he confronted his rival. He slapped him. And so now he just is masochistically accepting this fate. Megan Callahan has directed this for Torn Space at an old foundry building on Northampton Street in the East Side. And an air of excitement about the production, with Chris Corporandi as He and David Oliver as the rival. Very nice performance by Bonnie Jean Taylor as Consuela, and Diane Gaidry playing the lion tamer, a role that was famously once played by Stella Adler on Broadway.
Keeping on the film theme that we are relating, it seems, to the plays that are available, Mommy Queerest, not to be confused with Mommy Dearest.
Absolutely to be confused with Mommy Dearest. Faye Dunaway didn't realize she was making a camp epic at the time. For anyone not old enough to remember that Joan Crawford, Hollywood icon in her own right.
Big shoulders, as they used to call her.
They were padded. What a long career she had. She started in silent film, and she also co-starred opposite John Gilbert and Ramon Navarro. And
you made a point once to say that Joan Crawford, because of the role she played, sort of bigger than life, is remembered perhaps more than Betty Davis.
In some ways, yes. Joan Crawford seems to resonate in the culture, largely, too, not because of anything she did in film, but because when she died, her estranged daughter, Christina, wrote a memoir.
Called Mommy Dearest,
in which she claimed that Joan Crawford had been an abusive parent. This was made into a film, and a remarkable performance by Faye Dunaway as Joan Crawford, with a famous scene where she finds a wire coat hanging in Christina's closet and...
No more hangers.
Right. Well, all of these lines from the film Mommy Dearest are preserved in Jamie Morris's play. And of course, if you were going to have a Buffalo actor portray Joan Crawford, who would you go to?
Jimmy Janowski
as Joan Crawford, with some of his cohorts from The Birds. Remember, he played the Tippi Hedren role last year. So it's Jimmy Janowski with Bebe Bulgari, Michael Seitz, and Christopher Standard.
With Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.